Leading the news this morning, refugee lawyers are threatening another High Court challenge over permanent protection visas. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has indicated he will apply a national interest test to refugees after the High Court struck down the government's attempt to put a cap on protection visas. A bid by the Commonwealth Bank to deal with its financial planning scandal has failed to stop calls for a royal commission. The bank has apologised to customers who lost millions of dollars and announced a new compensation scheme. The man who chaired a Senate inquiry into the scandal says many of those responsible are still there at the bank.
Not only do we know they haven't gone, we know that they have remained in the bank, that they've been the subject of review, they've been the subject of promotion.
At least one person is dead after an overpass collapsed in Brazil. The bridge in the World Cup host city of Belo Horizonte was under construction when it fell on a busy highway. Aerial footage shows what appears to be a school bus crashed under part of the bridge. Police have charged a woman with racially abusing passengers while travelling on a train in Sydney. The incident happened on a peak hour train and was filmed by a fellow passenger. The lady will face court later this month. The euthanasia advocate Philip Nitschke is unrepentant about his contact with a suicidal man who he knew wasn't terminally ill or elderly. 45-year-old Perth man Nigel Braley later committed suicide.